Backroads Bill Steer joins us from time to time over the winter to talk about the backroads of Northern Ontario. Bill is an outdoor adventurer and founder of the Canadian Ecology Centre near Mattawa. And this morning, Bill wanted to talk about a few books with connections to the North. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Marcus.
Why books?
Well, I just thought it was that time of the year. Tomorrow is December, yep. And we'll be thinking about stocking stuffers and the like. And through Penguin Random House Canada, I was able to access some of the authors of books, and I thought, oh, sense of place is really, really important. I mean, if you want to make a book believable, I think the reader really has to hone in on the setting, and we have to relate to that setting. So I chose three books and three authors and went about trying to contact them, and I think you're going to interview at least two of them.
Yeah, well, what's the first book that you're
Well, the first book is an easy one. We chose a children's book, and it's called Owl Moon, and we've had a couple pieces on the Hillergen Marsh near Timiskaming Shores, and that was an obvious one. It's a book by Jane Yolen, and the book's 28 years old now, but it's award-winning, and it's one of those books where she says, you know, if you want your children to appreciate nature, you have to go outside, and basically that's what it is, about a story about a father and a daughter. They go out, and they go owling, and there's a beautiful, beautiful line in there that says, when you go owling, you don't need words. You don't need anything but hope. Sometimes there isn't an owl, but sometimes there is.
Yeah, and that was exciting for you to be up the Hillergen Marsh there not long ago, wasn't
that
it?
That was, you just spoke about the selfie of the year. That was probably the story of the year, doing that bird banding and seeing those owls up close right in your face. We've got to take all the listeners over there.
All right, second book.
Second book, a work of fiction, and I think we know who Joseph Boyden is. He's almost a Northern Ontario native, but he was born in Willowdale, but through Black Spruce won the 2008 Giller Prize, and of course there's a trilogy there, and he has roots in Northern Ontario, and that particular book is set in Moosonee and Moose Factory, and I thought to myself, you know, with the Polar Bear Express, a lot of people, it's been in existence a long time, people should get up there to Moosonee and Moose Factory. And if there's one thing you can do while you're there is take a water taxi over to Tidewater Provincial Park. It's an operating park operated by the First Nation and Ontario Parks in a partnership. But you get a really, really good feel for that different kind of environment we have in that particular part of the James Bay, Hudson Bay Lowlands.
Yeah, a different pace to life up there as well.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the book. There's two characters. It's a parallel, urban versus rural, and it's a wonderful story.
Your third book.
Yeah, third book, work of nonfiction, and Roy McGregor, one of our national authors. He's written 50 books, and his most recent one is called Canoe Country, and it's all about making that canoe a Canadian icon. Some people thought it should be on the Canadian flag a long time ago, and one of his chapters, he chooses the Mattawa River as a backdrop for the Nile expedition in 1884, where Canadian voyageurs were enlisted to put down an uprising in the Sudan, and so it's interesting, this Canadian Heritage River, again in our backyard, is a place that we should go and paddle and see.
Do you have your own canoe, Bill?
Yes, I've got too many canoes. A wise person told me that you never have enough boats.
Well, we're going to be talking to Roy McGregor, as you mentioned, and Joseph Boyden over the next couple of days about their books, but I wanted to play a clip from Roy McGregor talking about you and the work you do as Backroads Bill.
Wow. Well, I think it's wonderful because he's one of my heroes, and I like to think that people like him who understand the treasures of the place and the secret beauties that are to be found almost everywhere in this country, we need to hear more of that, you know. Life isn't about the cities and what's on at the theater and everything. Life, to me, is what people like him find.
So it sounds like Roy's pretty impressed with the work of Backroads Bill and finding those nooks and crannies in Northern Ontario.
Well, gee, we know your program, and you and you go far and wide. Maybe he was talking about someone else there, but those are kind words.
No, not at all. Now, Bill, we do have a copy of each of the books to give away. How should we give them away?
Well, I think what we should do, we should have the listeners call in during the week and just put just maybe tell us about their... Winnie the Pooh called them thoughtful places. In an outdoor experiential ed, we call them sit spots or magic spots, where you go and reflect. And for authors, obviously, they have them. That's where they garner some of their inspiration. But maybe that's why we have camps and cottages throughout Northern Ontario. But maybe they just call in and tell us about their thoughtful place, their place that means something to them, and every time they go there for their own personal reflections and for whatever reasons.
All of Northern Ontario is your thoughtful place, isn't it? Or do you have one that you want to share?
Well, here at the Canadian College Center, we are in Sammy de Champlain Provincial Park, and there is a particular vista on the Red Pine Trail, and I at noon hour, I'm able to go out and take that walk, and I often go there. Done wolf research in the past. I always howl there, and listen for their responses, and you can get them through the day. Wolves howl anytime, but it's one of those places where it's still and peaceful, and I look down at the Mattawa River Valley, and I can see one of those 180-degree views, and it's a place to stop and think, and during the hectic nature of the day, it's a great place of respite.
I'm almost afraid to ask you this, but Bill, will you give us a wolf howl this morning?
Howl!
You're always
good. Condensed version.
I appreciate it. That's awesome. Bill, you have a great Christmas if we don't talk before then. Appreciate your suggestions this morning.
All the best to all the listeners, and we'll look forward to, I think, the next time we're going to talk about snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing. Much snow where you are right now?
Just a smattering here in the park, and, I study the beaver ponds and the amount of feed beds around the lodges, and my prediction early in the late summer, early fall was winter was going to be late starting, and so far it's not about being correct, but the beavers are still out there gathering food, so that's one indication.
All right, Bill, appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Marcus. Bye.
Backroads Bill Steer, adventurer, founder of the Canadian Ecology Center near Mattawa. He also is a part-time instructor at Canadore College and Nipissing University and a regular guest on Morning North. His website, steertonorthernontario.ca, steertonorthernontario.ca. And his segments are posted on our website at cbc.ca/Sudbury.